Sometimes we can help people by interacting with them directly, and sometimes we cannot. Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I have the privilege of answering your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. My question has to do with showing compassion for others, but also protecting our own boundaries. I met someone recently through an activity that we have in common, and as I get to know this person a little bit better, I find out her life is a complete train wreck, and I'm really concerned that she needs some professional help. Meanwhile, she's been contacting me late at night, at the middle of the night, calling in desperate need of help, and I have been trying to defer her to seek professional assistance because I think it's really out of my realm. But I just kind of wanted to hear your take based on Dharma teachings. How do we still feel compassionate as a person? I mean, I have compassion for her as a person, and I really wish the best for her. But I feel like I really have to kind of keep her at arm's length because it's just overwhelming, the stuff that she's got going on in her life, and it's a little scary, actually. So I wonder if you could reply back or talk about that on your podcast episode. Thank you.
Well, that is a fantastic question, and it allows me to point out two things that I want to say. I'm listening to the question, and I'm like chomping at the bit because I want to say these two things so bad. The first is that compassion and being nice are not the same thing. In the West, we think, oh, compassion means like being nice and sweet and always and putting yourself last and being snuggly and cozy. And I'm not saying that's what you think it means, but I do want to say without hesitation that compassion and being nice are not the same thing. Compassion is being awake and seeing who and what is in front of you and then trusting yourself to respond appropriately. So the simplest example is you see a toddler reaching their hand towards a hot stove, and you, of course, don't say, oh, sweetie, oh, honey, can I have your baby, sweetie, no. You go, don't do that! You're harsh. You cut in. You put a stop to it. You intercede. Of course, that is what is compassionate in that moment. So compassion can look like anything. It can look like being kind. It can look like giving a hug. It can look like turning your back. It can look like yelling. It can look like avoiding. It can look like emailing someone something helpful. It can look like anything. But in no way is it confined to being nice. It could be equated with being generous. And in Buddhist thought, there are three ways to be generous. And the first form of generosity is just ordinary, like someone's hungry, you give them something to eat. Someone is cold, you give them a sweater. You know, you just give material goods, you give things, you offer something to a situation or a person that would be helpful. That is very generous. The second form of generosity is called giving the gift of Dharma, which means offering something wise or helpful. And that can take any form. It can look like explaining something, although usually people who are suffering don't really want to hear your explanations. But it can look like, you know, well, maybe if you tried it this way, or I did that and here's what I learned. Something that comes from your actual wisdom, not your wisdom that you read about, but something that you know because you experienced it too. That can be thought of as the second form of generosity, giving the gift of Dharma, sharing something wise, sharing something useful, sharing something profound, sharing something on the spot that is useful to that other person. It may sound very simple, but be very profound in that moment. And the third form of generosity is called giving the gift of fearlessness. And that means encouraging, affirming to people as you can, genuinely, that they can do it. They can cope with what they have. They can manage. They can meet their lives. They can trust themselves. They can trust their loved ones. Giving the gift of fearlessness, again, could look like anything, but it is something that you can do that gives a person the sense that, yeah, I can climb back in there and I can do this. So these three things, giving the gift of material goods, the gift of Dharma, the gift of fearlessness, are three ways to begin to think about compassion in a sort of looser sense, or a more spacious sense, perhaps better said, than just being nice. Because being nice is whatever. Sometimes it's what's called for and sometimes it isn't. So that's the first thing I want to say. Compassion is not being nice. It is being attuned and then offering something from your store of riches that you think could be helpful to others, material or otherwise. And the second thing I want to say to you about compassion is that the first person to be compassionate toward is always, always yourself. So from your question, I gather that you are wanting to be compassionate in that way toward yourself. You are recognizing, this is too much for me. Yeah, I want to help this person, but I don't want to be run over by the Mack truck that this person is driving. That's awesome. That makes total sense. Sometimes we can help people by interacting with them directly, and sometimes we cannot. And hanging around anyway because you feel like you should or it's the right thing to do or, well, maybe tomorrow I'll think of something good, that is not only not good for you, it is not good for that person. You are participating in their confusion rather than their wakefulness. So the most important thing here is for you to remain connected to your own wakefulness, which from your question, I very much hear that you are, and then judiciously offer or decline to offer whatever you may choose. So just to recap, please, 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 please remember that compassion and being nice are not the same thing. Compassion is actually a form of fierce wakefulness. It takes great courage because it is predicated on openness and vulnerability. So it is a gesture of warriorship. Make no mistake about that. And the second thing to remember is that the first person to be compassionate toward is always yourself. And when in doubt, be a little bit more compassionate toward yourself. So I thank you so much for this question. And if you have a question about your meditation practice or about meditation practice altogether, maybe you've never sat before, awesome. Please go to my website, susanpiver.com, and click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you can record your question for me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to learn to meditate, you can join the Open Heart Project also on the same website. It's free, and I'll send you once a week a new guided meditation instructional video that is 10 minutes long. Thank you. I look forward to practicing with you.